Jesus, never let me be separated from you. From the power of evil, protect me. At the hour of my death, call me, that with your living ones, I may thank you for all eternity. L'chaim.
L'chaim. That was very pretty.
Was it?
Yes. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Keith and the Girl.
What's wrong with you?
I'm happy.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Keep the paint on the inside.
It shows.
Trying to pay my insurance. Why is giving money such a hassle in America? Here's the money. It's that time of the month where you take my money. Will you please take it? Type in your account number. Beep, boop, 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 boop. Type in your phone number. Beep, boop, 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 boop. And you got to go through the same shit every time. Do you want to know about insurance? Do you want to know about your pills? Do you want to know about this and that? I'm like, let's speed it up. Let's speed it up. And then you got to go through. Now I have it memorized. Press 2, press 2, press 4, press 2, press 7. We now work with Chase Bank to accept bill. I know. Now take my fucking money. Would you like to be transferred? Yes. So they transfer me. Hi. Now enter your ID. Now, where did I come from? Enter the ID number that if you make one mistake, you can't hit delete, you can't redo it, and you start over with the first guy. I'm going crazy.
Actually, I really think you are going crazy. Keith has tried, but in your defense, Keith has tried, like, at least three different times.
Easy.
Well, three different times where you're already frustrated in trying. You tried a few different times before that. So he let an intern call. He had me calling while I'm on the phone. They were like, I don't know. They said something.
These idiots.
Keith is yelling the answer from across the room, but like the obnoxious answer. Like,
kind of said, I'm trying to pay the insurance for Keith Malley. No, I'm trying to pay for Keith Malley. And they go, pay what? And I go, pay what? What do you think? Pay what? My grocery bill. Well, not here, ma'am.
And I'm sure that they can hear. And I'm like,
good.
How is this helping me, though?
Pay
and then
what?
And then he bangs on the table.
I get so angry.
But this is from a person who, like, remember when you were like, oh, when Mike the intern is over, let's not, you know, fight even downstairs in a corner because he could be an earshot. But you could scare the ever-living shit out of everybody in the room, including Mike the intern and myself.
I am not
by
proud of me.
Banging on the table and going completely nuts where we have to take the phone away from you.
I'm not happy with my performance.
Okay.
I do get monkey-like.
It's scary.
I start punching the table. And then the irony is I break my hand doing it, and I don't have insurance. And then you get the live person, of course, and I go, hi, how are you? I'm like, finally a live person. I want to pay my insurance. Okay, what's your ID number? Fuck you. That's my ID number. Let me look it up. What number goes with F? My ID number is go fuck yourself. All this time! I'm in a hurry. I got damaged shit. So, yes, we started a little angry today, and I did lose my shit. Mm. What would you like to pay? What would you like to pay? Everything. Cable. Well, we don't do that. Phone? No, we're an insurance company. I want to pay my insurance. I can do that. I can help you with that.
Oh, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Then you can decide randomly what claims you guys want to pay. We decided your shoulder's not that important. Okay.
Did you have
the end.
Do you know about your shoulder?
I throw away the envelopes right in the garbage. I don't know what they're paying for, what they're not. I'm done with their game. I'll keep changing my name. You guys know my real name's not Keith Malley? I'll keep changing my name and go to different cities and start new professions.
You know,
I don't care.
I hear
I get $3,000 for the sleep study, by the way. I have to pay that, I'm now told. Fuck you. I guess I never know. The end. You're not getting nothing.
Wow. I hear that doctors in different states are better because New York is so saturated that it's just like construction workers where they don't have to do the right thing because, you know, you kind of have to use whatever. Where in another state, it's just like the quality of work is better. That's what I'm hearing.
The quality of work in New York is better.
No, I'm hearing in other states the quality of work is better.
Because there's so many doctors here.
Yeah.
I don't follow.
I don't follow either now that I'm saying it, but it made so much sense when the out-of-towners told me about it.
It's like being in a doctor's office. It makes sense at the time until you go home. It's like, wait a minute, you didn't fucking say nothing. Quit. Fucking idiots. I'm just angry. You can't even take my money? There's a reason. They're trying not to take my money so they don't have to pay for something I just went in for, I bet. And then they're probably doing it deliberately, and then they'll complain about it.
You know, I didn't think of that, but I wouldn't put it past them.
They're scumbags. Nobody has it tougher than me, I'll tell you that. I defy you to show me one person. By the way, remember Jennifer Hudson? Her mom and brother got killed?
Yeah.
So did the 7-year-old nephew.
Oh, the one that was missing?
Yeah. Body believed to be that of the missing 7-year-old nephew of Oscar-winning actress Jennifer Hudson was found Monday inside an SUV. Speaking at a news conference on an unrelated matter, FBI Deputy Director John Pistol said the body is believed to be Hudson's nephew, Julian King. And the FBI is working with the Chicago Police Department to confirm the identity. They got a call about a suspicious automobile around 7 a.m. in Chicago, just laying on the side of the street 15 miles away from where the murders happened. And they checked it out and found the body inside.
Wow.
They still don't have the guy they assume that did it. On the weekend, by the way, she offered a $100,000 reward for the safe return of the nephew. That's a lot of money.
The good news is she still has $100,000.
She has made $100,000. So that's the good news. I got a letter from Dina over the weekend, by the way, regarding her phone call on Friday. She had a death, a close death. And so she wrote this letter at 6 a.m. Friday night, Saturday morning.
That's just like 5 hours after we spoke to her.
Right.
Okay.
She says, "Hey, I know I've been slacking the last 2 months or so. Man, life is not easy. Drinking is about getting in the way. I know. I have a problem. I want to put out there that you can feel free to replace me."
Oh,
she says,
"No way.
I feel in my life right now I am on a downward spiral. Not sure if you want that ride. If you can do that, fine. But I cannot guarantee reliability, sobriety, or even coherentness. I understand that you all have to do is a, what you have to do is a business. I'm just a little piece in your world. But I feel I need to rate this due to the fact I am not reliable anymore to a point. I almost question if I am reliable to anyone anymore.
No.
Do not get me wrong. I love this thing I do. But again, I bring up my reliability. I can't guarantee anything. I do not like dissing you. Makes me feel like a scumbag, drunk-ass loser. Long story short, I question my ability to do what you guys want me to do. I mean, I can do it any day, any time. I just am sick of the fact that you guys take the time out to call me and my drunk ass won't answer. Long story long, she writes, excuse me. I love what I do with the show. Sad to say now, I'm realizing that my drinking is getting in the way of things that I enjoy doing. I have had this realization before. I am working on it. I am in by no means quitting because I am not a quitter. You know that by my drinking. I just want you to understand the issue that being about being reliability. That being reliability. I do not want to be the one that fucks up the flow. Getting back to it, I am going to make an effort not to pass out drunk prior to shows. That's her idea. 5 stars. This email may seem silly to you, but this is what I needed to say, so thanks for playing along.
This email is in no way silly. This email makes me want to come up there and hug you.
Aw.
Hey, what are you doing this Friday? Come down.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Why don't we get you in person this time?
Yeah.
Maybe we can, like, sit down and have a real talk before the show or whatever, you know? The mics don't have to be on, but there is nobody that doesn't want you on the show, including us.
And I got
I can't say nobody because there's some people who don't want me on the show either, but...
I got tons of booze in the place.
Right.
We can play good cop, bad cop. Hemda could fix your problems. I'll keep sneaking you shots. It'll be a good time. I don't know. Yeah, she's having it tough lately. I guess this death, of course,
Threw it over a little bit.
Yeah.
That's, Dina, everything you're going through is only, you know, fair for you to feel that way, but don't give up on the show.
I know what it's like to have it tough. Earlier today, not the first time this week, tried to pay my insurance. Couldn't do it. I have the money and they will not take my money. My shoulder hurts every day. My knees still hurt every day.
You're wearing those,
I wear those braces.
Knee braces.
I wear knee braces to have sex. What the fuck is going on here?
I don't notice that.
I don't know how.
Every once in a while I do. I don't think you don't wear it every time, do you?
I wear it more often than I don't.
I don't care.
I'm like, hey, if she don't see it, I don't see it.
I'm not fucking your knees. Although they have little holes that I guess I would be able to if I had a penis or something.
I think it helps me.
Well, I don't understand why there's not one doctor that can sincerely look at your knees and find a real answer.
Guess what? Because it's hard. That's why. Guess what? They're not so fucking fantastic. Maybe that's why. I shit on doctors, is what I'm saying.
Oh, maybe people from outside of New York, doctors from outside of New York, they don't have as many clientele as New York people do. Like, New York doctors, if you don't like them, they'll keep getting more people, and they have, like, a huge...
Because there's so many people, not so many doctors.
Yeah, there's so many people that they don't have to be the best. They just have to be, you know, as they just have to be in a book in the yellow pages.
Nah, I'm still not giving it up to doctors.
No, I'm not either, but...
I wouldn't have a DVD out about doctors and people all over the country agreeing. They'd be writing all over the country going, what the fuck?
There's got to be somebody out there doing the right knee surgery, you know?
Maybe for $600 million an hour, because they know they're in the world of scumbags. Yeah. I don't know. That's it. That's all. I'm going to fucking die in pieces. Everything's breaking. Oh, well.
Are you in pain right now?
Yes. Every day. Without exaggeration.
All the time.
All the time.
How are you not... Well, you are crabby, I guess.
I'm a crabby person.
Oh, you old man.
Yeah. My knees hurt all the time. My shoulder... ever since that fucking relapsed, I have that problem all the time.
But somehow you don't bitch about it all the time.
Correct.
Except on the show.
Right.
How do you do that?
How do I? Because what are you going to do?
I don't know.
You know? You don't need to hear that all the time. My friends don't need to hear that all the time. I bring it up if they bring it up.
Aw.
Yeah. What are you going to do, though? You know?
Did you
still hurting. Good morning.
Do you think, like, the more our show gets popular, maybe the more possible it is for you to find the right doctor? Because that's, you know, like...
Maybe, like, a good doctor will listen, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So you're not completely...
Did I give
up?
Giving
up, yeah.
What am I going to do? I guess not, but, you know, I don't know. I'll still go to doctors. I'll still get angry. I'm going to be arrested next time I go to a doctor and just start throwing things off the secretary's desk. I believe it, too.
I believe that.
So we'll see. I don't know.
Fooey, going back for a second, not to drown out your criers real quick.
Sure.
I hope she didn't send that same email to her boss in the pharmacy, just saying.
Check how you CC'd that. She said that program of checks if you're drunk first. Oh, well. I don't know. We'll see. My life's falling apart like Dina's. That's the point. Me, Dina, and Jennifer Hudson.
Are you really feeling bad today? Because this seems really sincere.
I remembered to call, not that it doesn't hurt all the time, but I remembered to call about my insurance because of my shoulder. And then I just start thinking, like, I don't know, it's such a fucking pain. Pets are watching a TV show, and somebody dances, and you go, ooh, that hurts. Hey, did you see the latest Dancing with the Stars? No, I can't see what America's watching because it's painful for me to watch. I tell myself it's not real, it's CGI. Just, I don't know. Just the shoulder hurts all the time because what? Because I decided to ride a bike? Doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make sense at all.
Oh, well. So what happened?
I don't even know what to say to it because I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I got to get those hands, those magical hands.
And then, one more fucking thing in my life's problems is I just try to relax and jerk off, right? Enjoy myself.
Okay.
Got the house to myself. And it seems that I got some of the jerk spank into the number keyboard.
Shut your face.
And then a couple days later, I start realizing that every time I press a 6, it types 69. And I thought I had some kind of 69 virus until I realized when I press 1 or 0, the 0 or 1 goes along with it. So I have keys stuck together now, and there's nothing I can do.
Oh, you're gross.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. When it was time to come, what were you aiming for?
The 6 and the 1. I did on a piece of paper. I was standing up, and I'm, like, looking at the screen. I'm like, oh, here I go. And I'm just going to jerk off standing up, and then I jerk off on paper, and it got away from me like a fire hose. And it ruined my keyboard.
You're so gross.
My whole life, I'm telling you.
I'm so scared of this new laptop that I have because...
I might jerk on it.
Right, that too.
I love jerking.
There's no light indicating that my camera's on.
Mm.
That is just creepy.
That's not right.
No, it's not right. And I've been kind of on edge about it. Like, I'll do something, and then I'm like, could my camera possibly be on right now?
Yeah.
Just on. It's on right now. There's no light. I think I'm going to get something to cover it, and only when... it's time to use it. Am I going to uncover it? Because what the fuck? This is new technology. This is a new laptop. My other laptop, while we were overseas, completely conked out. The whole thing, like, I have to carry it in two pieces. Seriously. And so I bought a new one because I have to. Fucking expenses, whatever. And so this is a brand new laptop. No light. They decided the light was not necessary.
A lot of people giving this idea. Newsy was first, though, saying make the intern take apart the keyboard and clean it.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, I guess.
Newsy just likes doing really gross things.
He's gay, right?
Right, yeah.
There's one. Ladies, and I'm just listening to these. Just wash your keyboard off in the sink or shower. I'm so sure.
Right.
It can't take cum, but it can take a showering.
Plus, you jerk off in there, too, so it's just going to...
Right. Jerk off everywhere. That's life's relief. Oh, well. And then...
Oh, my God.
And then I'm on vacation, right? We're at London. We're at Israel. And you think it's big in America. These Crocs are huge in Israel. They love America. They love American culture. They love the Crocs. And I've always said how fucking ridiculous these things look.
They look retarded. They look like they might feel good, but they look like they might make your feet sweat and smell.
People that have them swear by them. They say they don't make anything sweat and smell, and they're the most comfortable things you can ever have. And I look inside them, and there's these little rubber-type nubs, and I'm like, I don't know, you know. I don't know what everybody's getting so excited about. But anyway, your dad has them. He loved them. Your brother had them. He loves them.
And my dad is pretty, I don't know. My dad's feet aren't, like, perfect. He's got some, you know, issues where the shoe has to be just right and blah, blah, right. blah. So, yeah, so when my dad was, like, doing a commercial for them.
Everybody loves them. And I get the appeal. They're like regular shoes. You can just rinse them off anytime you want. And yeah. They're always breathing. That's exciting to me. But you look fucking stupid. And then I start thinking, well, if somehow, and I don't know how, this became actual fashion, I guess I don't really look ridiculous. If I wore them. So I said, fuck it. And Keith got a pair of Crocs. And I stick them on, and they're convenient. I don't see what everybody gets excited about. They're convenient. And for some reason, you're not. Whenever they put out Crocs, they probably put like, it's like a sandal, but it's more like a shoe. Like, that looks fucking stupid. It's like, no, you know, where those people that stay in their house all the time, nomads, and old people, curmudgeons, maybe. They don't care what people look like. They'll wear them.
Or it's like a very beach shoe.
Right. For the beach, it'll be nice.
The pool, yeah.
They don't even know how it became hip. It's like it goes with a nice Ed Hardy shirt. They didn't even see it coming. You wear your Affliction hat, and you hit the streets, and you pick up models. And they're like, what? How did this happen? Then they got to bring a whole marketing team. Do it like they like it. They're old. It was like an ad for Vegemite. Some people fucking hate these. Some people love them. Crocs. But then they realize people like it, and they don't get it. So I go to get them, and it's poking me in five fucking places. I got blisters all over the fucking place. Buddha Crocs. I'm the only person that can't wear Crocs. What the fuck is going on?
Maybe because your feet are so wide.
I wear shoes. I'm not some misfit.
Well, you have to get the shoes from the... Like, you can't just
get... And it's not just wide. It's poking the front. Yes, a small toe, but it's also poking up top the front. And then I tell some people, and here's what they go. Oh, yeah, you got to wear that in. It'll wear off your skin. It'll feel like it's getting down to the bone, but that'll go away soon. You couldn't mention that in the sales pitch.
I do think that after two or three times of you wearing it, it'll be better.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The only thing not
just
hurting...
Just built that callus.
The only thing not hurting on me is my left foot. I would like to keep that fine.
How are your hands?
My hands are fine.
All right. See, now we're just going to keep going.
Oh, okay.
Fooey wants to know what color Crocs you got.
I got... they all have the dopey colors that you can find in the dark.
Yeah, what's
bright
with
orange,
the...
Bright orange, bright pink, bright green. I got the brown, the camouflage type brown. I figured that was most normal.
Camouflage for the desert because we were in Israel.
Right. I fit it. I looked like I was floating. But yeah, it's silly. Tell me something fun. How was your brunch?
Oh, it was like the best yet.
You got dudes in there now, right?
No.
No? You
well,
have
we
gay
have...
guys in there.
Well, Lori's son was there. He's only a month old. And Aldo...
Does he contribute?
To the cuteness, okay. Yes. And Aldo is there, our first male. But he's gay. It doesn't count. Mm. It doesn't count. He giggles like a girl and everything.
Is this true? Fooey says they like the Crocs over there because they tread lighter on landmines. I guess that makes sense. They're not as heavy.
Didn't you feel safer wearing them?
I don't know. I was just in pain. So anyway, you're having brunch.
I don't know. I feel like it's so much fun. I'll text you in the middle and I go drinking some Haterade and loving it. Just... ripping the shit out of everyone we ever met.
You said our buddy Aldo made it in.
Yeah.
How'd he hold up?
Oh, fantastic. I think we're a pretty loud bunch of people, and like some people are louder than others, and so you only get a couple words in on your first time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But those couple words were good. So good on you.
So you'll still have, you can have gay guys in your woman brunch?
I think gay guys were always acceptable.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's the same shit.
In brunches, you mean?
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
society. Okay. I watched SNL the other night.
You finally recorded it and caught it?
Yeah, I figured, you know, everybody keeps talking about it.
The news references it.
The news references it all the time. Eh, I don't know.
It seems like, and I haven't watched it in a long time, but based on, you know, the couple clips that people send all around, seems like it's getting, much better than it used
to be. That's what I'm going to wait for, these one or two clips a week that you see on the internet.
Which you might as well just wait for on the internet, so you don't waste your time.
I don't need to watch the whole show.
You're going to watch it at least for another 2 weeks.
Me, no.
Really, no?
No. Don't.
Boy, I'm losing my touch here.
You have no idea what I like
and dislike. I have no idea. Good thing we don't buy each other Christmas presents.
No. The very first skit was funny. It was about the guy that dressed up. He didn't seem dressed up for Halloween. He's new to the neighborhood. And then he tells you he's dressed up as a child molester. And then and then it ends up that's actually how he's going house to house to tell people that he is a child molester.
Okay, that's kind of funny.
Other than that, though, they had Coldplay, the band, played four times.
What?
Bands usually play twice. Four times they played.
They couldn't fill in?
I don't know.
Coldplay is just so special.
See, I don't know. Is it like what an honor we have and we're going to let them play twice as much as you two?
I doubt it because aren't those stupid We're Saving Ourselves for Marriage boys like a bigger deal right now? I doubt they played more than twice.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck brothers.
Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They remind me of Hanson.
I did learn that on Saturday Night Live that Mr. Blackwell, the guy that does the worst dress list every year.
Mm-hmm.
He died. I'm glad nobody else knew. Fuck him. That's how relevant you were. That's what you do for a living. These people are the worst dressed. The end. My work is done. See you next year. Fuck you. That's what you do.
What did he wear to his funeral?
I think their joke was like he was caught dead in it.
It's so much funnier when you explain it.
I'm glad that nobody cares that he's dead. He's an asshole. I also learned that there's a $250 fine in New York City for dogs that shit. Then you leave the dog shit. For not picking up your dog shit?
Yeah, it's on the signs.
$250?
Yeah, it's on the sign. Pick up after your dog or it's a $250 fine.
I think it should be $1,000, but I like that it's going up.
I think in some places it is $1,000.
A family is planning legal action against one of Sydney's best-known pubs after being served food that allegedly contained human excrement. I got this one a lot, this email. Stephen and Jessica White and their three sons were served complimentary gelato dessert by Coogee Bay Hotel staff 3 weeks ago after complaining about food prices, facilities, and staff attitude. Oops. After eating the dessert, Mrs. White became violently ill. A heated argument erupted with staff over the contents of the bowl. Distraught, the family took a sample of the gelato and had it tested at the National Measurement Institute. A report from the institute found, quote, the sample has an offensive odor and physical properties similar to human excreta. Okay, did you test it? They knew that part. Last week, the White spoke to Koji Bay Hotel owner Christopher Kwang. His view was that we were in this for money. He tried to buy us off with $5,000, which for me was the final straw.
$5,000 is an insult.
It's an insult to have your family fed shit. I said, I think you're missing the point here. My wife and children sat down in your pub and were served a bowl of free ice cream containing feces. $6,000?
Yeah, but is it, I don't know. The thing is he didn't do it himself, okay? You own a restaurant.
Yeah.
And you're, no. I'm not leaving him any excuses, but isn't it almost the obvious thing to do is to offer money?
No. You think about what you're doing. No, first thing to do is what they want.
Apology.
Is an apology.
You don't think he did that first?
No.
You think he just said, $5,000.
Yeah, I do.
Like, wouldn't sorry just fit into your sentence by accident? Sorry. You know what I mean?
Right. But sorry is an admission
of guilt.
I'm
so sorry to hear that. Here's $5,000.
They have some in Canada, by the way, where you're allowed to apologize now and it not hold up in court. That's why companies don't like to apologize. And, you know, people are so self-centered. That's all they need or demand sometimes.
That's why when I'm in an argument sometimes, I will say, I'm sorry that you feel that way. Because that puts it on you.
Say it again?
I say, I'm sorry that you feel that way.
Yeah, that's the best. Yeah.
You know?
I'm sorry that what I said offended you.
Yes.
I'm sorry that you were hurt with your weak mind.
I'm sorry if what I said offended you.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying it did.
You know how we know how to do all this? Because we're writers.
I'm sorry that you got upset.
I'm sorry that this news isn't what you were looking for.
The Coogee Bay Hotel reopened its doors over the October-long weekend following a multi-million-dollar refurbishment of its beer garden, beach bar, and brasserie, hoping to shake its boozy backpacker image.
Eats Pace is saying he could have offered free entrees.
Mrs. White said her footy mad family, I don't know what that means, went to the pub on October 5th to watch the NRL Grand Final. They alleged they complained three times to brasserie staff before the sound of the television screen was turned up. When the children wanted ice cream, the family was told an adult serve cost $19. Mr. White vented his anger before leaving the pub in search of cheaper ice cream. Later, this huge bowl of ice cream arrived at our table as a sorry for all the hassle, she said.
Wow.
What do you think?
Wow.
And I bet you went, "It's you're welcome." I bet you took it with a "you're welcome."
You think they had a lot of attitude?
Yes, I do. Listen to this attitude.
Well, can you mind if we go step by step?
Sure. Three times, yeah.
You get, like, crazy about what's right and what's wrong.
People sent this to me, obviously, because I shat in a milkshake not once but twice and watched a group of people drink it happily.
Allegedly. Uh-huh. So,
but because of that, don't think that I'm automatically on this shit-giver's side. I do want to know what happened. And I would be on the family side being served shit automatically, believe it or not.
No, I believe that. I just... Okay, first thing they did was ask for the volume to be raised.
Three times demanded the volume be turned
up. Okay, is that so crazy? The pub might be known for...
If there's not one more thing. Yes, if that's the only thing you're complaining about.
Okay, so what else are you complaining
about?
Sounds
like we have a list.
It was ice cream is $19.
And they weren't happy about that. Okay, there's two things right there. That's too many. You know that this person yelled about ice cream being too much. I'm going to go find ice cream somewhere else. Come back and eat it here. Well, this is the price. Get the fuck out.
I do think
adding that to the TV, that in and of itself is too much.
I don't think that's shit-worthy.
It's not shit-worthy. Okay. Nothing is, though.
All right. Well, I'm glad you can admit that.
Of course.
But I don't understand people who complain about the prices of restaurant food, especially to the waiter.
Especially to the waiter, like, we're the ones making out.
Yeah.
And you know why you do it to the waiter and not the management, even if the management, as if they were able to do something? Because the management might talk back to you. The management isn't so disgusted in life and just waiting to die.
The waiter is a peon.
Yeah, the waiter is a kid, probably, that's willing to take your bullshit, and this is the only place you can give it. So you go, you know, for $5 for pancakes? I could buy a box of batter for $5. Yeah, you could. Fuck this and fuck you. Now give me my pancakes. Where's free pancakes on the house? Chocolate. Fuck you. Later, this huge bowl of ice cream arrived at our table as a sorry for all the hassle. What's all the hassle?
I was just going to say, what was the hassle?
It was too much money for you, and we didn't turn the TV up loud enough. There were four scoops, including vanilla, chocolate, and hazelnut. At the bottom, there appeared to be chocolate. Greedily, says the wife, I went for it ahead of the kids. Thank heavens I did. The stench, the taste. I spat the food into a napkin, and immediately I was sick. Ugh. There was no doubt what it was. The whole family became hysterical. My poor son screamed at one of their staff, "You made my mom eat poo!"
Can I ask you why, as a mother, you would even tell your son what's happening?
Because you can't help it.
I would not. I don't know if I'm going nuts. Tell, like, dad's there. Take the kids away for a second.
And a letter to the family.
That's what you want, is your kids knowing you ate shit.
Right.
When they're teenagers, they're throwing that back in your face.
I'm not taking your shit. You probably will, Mom. You'll probably eat it up with some whipped cream.
As long as it comes with a side of ice cream.
This isn't a letter to the family from the hotel manager. If the incident did happen, as claimed.
There we go.
There you go. There's your apology. Then it may well have been an act of industrial sabotage with the hotel as a victim alongside your family.
Excuse me?
Yes, we were taken too. We ate so much shit as well.
Is this the man that we're blaming?
No, he's just saying there's sabotage.
Right.
So we were hurt as much as your family was hurt.
Actually, he was hurt. I mean, this is horrendous. Don't you think?
Yes, of course.
You own this company and somebody literally shat on it.
I don't think it'd be very hard at all to figure out who did it. Wouldn't be hard in the least. I don't know how it got there. Well, let's see. Where do you take it from? Are these sundaes pre-made? No, they're not. But let's say they are like a salad in some diners.
Okay.
Then who makes who made this? Who made this and restocked it? Done. There's
what?
Your answer.
How would you know that? How would you know it?
You would absolutely know it. No. People just, yes.
It doesn't have to be the waiter because according to what I saw when they described it, this stuff was already frozen. Like it was a pre-thought thing. Like somebody's going to get my shit someday because it's frozen.
Right.
Like
so who did that?
So who did that? Why would you know that? If it wasn't the server, then anyone could have done it. What, only one person has access to ice cream?
Somebody did it and then put it where the dessert maker puts everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, just because you're not the chef, that doesn't mean you don't have access to, like, you know, a couple things on the way to something else.
I guess. Nobody wonders why you're going, you know, the whole restaurant knew. Nobody knows that you're going downstairs with a sundae container.
I'm sure that, like, one or two other people knew. Just like when you did it, you know, you can't help but to snicker about it, you know?
The only people that I made sure know didn't speak English. That was important.
I think they know what shit is.
We are where? How would they know I'm making shit?
No, I think, like, even newcomers know how to say shit.
We are aware of the allegation and are treating it as extremely suspicious. This is the level. Extremely suspicious. Mr. and Mrs. White have made a demand for up to $1 million from the Koji Bay Hotel. We categorically stand behind the high quality of our food and the exploratory hygiene standards set in the new brasserie kitchen.
Well, you could say that all day long. There's shit in your kitchen. Come on.
Ask him for the $1 million. The family says, this isn't about money. It's about making sure it never happens again.
Okay.
Right. No recommendations. No recommendations like maybe quit yelling about the TV and then the prices and then...
You know what the real way of knowing who shit it is? Can't you do some sort of...
Test for shit!
Yeah, test, like, from where that came from?
You could do it for dogs, right? Countries are doing this with dogs. Seriously.
No,
Israel does it.
For what?
They
for
test...
whose dog it is?
For dog shit.
Oh, yeah, didn't we read that or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it could be traced back to the person. That's why when you did it, I was like, weren't you scared that somebody... Like, you left it in somebody's fridge and file drawers.
Yes.
You weren't scared. This is a huge company. If it was my huge company, I would take the motherfucking time.
You wouldn't think to, I'm just security.
I would take the time to find out who did it. What do you mean you're just security?
I'd leave by then. I'd quit.
I could find you.
You're going to find me and demand that I do a shit test?
No.
No, it's offensive to my way of living. Goodbye.
Oh, you think they have to compare your shit to your other shit?
I assume so.
I assume they test the shit you left.
To who? How do they know my original shit? When I was a kid, remember how we all left logs with the government when we were children?
You're not pooing the same way, though.
What
I don't know.
Neither are dogs.
I assume that, I don't know, I assume that it could just be traced.
Nah, they gotta swab your mouth and I won't do it. It's offensive to my liberties.
Look, this is a disgusting story and it is very hard for me. It's been 3 weeks now and I actually am able to talk about it now because I'm angry. Whereas before I was embarrassed. But now... At the bottom of the bowl, if you can imagine a cornetto that has the hard chocolate at the bottom, this was a glass ice cream bowl that had a very decent size of hard chocolate at the bottom. And I thought, I'm going to get there before the kids because I have chocolate every day. I'm a chocoholic. So I dug into it, put it in my mouth, and as it hit room temperature in my mouth...
Oh, my God, the way she describes it.
And the taste, and I have to say I've never tasted it before, but if I had ever imagined it to taste like that,
she that's had to say that?
Yeah, if she does add things, like, if I had to imagine what it would taste like, that would have been spot on.
Oh. I've tasted it before, but if I had ever imagined it to taste like that, that's
wouldn't
what
it be great?
It's
I'm
so
sorry.
Bad.
This accent is so beautiful that it's like, aw. Wouldn't it be great if it was some hick that this happened to?
Mm-hmm.
That's just shit! I tasted shit! You don't understand. When I say I'm eating shit, I'm downright eating shit. And it wasn't so articulate, and it wasn't describing of, like, where the chocolate was. And
not Cousin Bob. I don't know the taste of shit.
I don't know who's going to die on the platform, but I don't eat shit for nothing.
I imagined it to taste like that.
I'll take the million.
It was so bad. I panicked. I spat it into a napkin, and I ran and threw up. Then I came back, and I was like, my God, this is shit. They've served us shit. And the other mum
that
was
weird the way
us,
she's saying it, right?
Yeah. That's what they served me.
This is shit. They've served us shit. And the other mum that was with us, who were also happy to make a statement, the mum and dad, she said, oh, come on, Jess, and she grabbed it off me. She smelt it, and she jumped up and went, oh, my God, They have served as shit. Then I gave it to Steve.
This is like, doesn't this sound like, I don't know.
Like a made-up skit that you would draw a really bad cartoon.
I was going to say like a Mel Brooks movie or something. Like everybody just has to say the word shit. That shit, that's definitely shit. Look at this shit. What is that shit? Oh, that's shit.
And
well, I took it up to the maitre d', the girl at the service, and I said, excuse me, can you smell this? You've just served us shit. I use that word.
I don't mind saying it.
And she was...
Now that my wife ate it.
Right.
I mean, wouldn't it be also fantastic if the husband, like, she just cheated on her husband, right?
Right.
And he's like, did you eat shit now? This is fucking fantastic.
Shit, I use that word. And she was, oh, no, it's possibly the cocoa, and, oh, we've had some trouble with the ice cream. I said, no, look.
Listen to this.
See, that is suspicious.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
We may have had trouble with the ice cream. Oh, okay. I'll just take another one then.
I just said this tastes like literal shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it could be the cocoa powder.
We have trouble with the ice cream. A guy comes in every night and substitutes the ice cream for shit. And we've been having that trouble. You know what? We mean to check every day. Maybe somebody didn't check. It's actually somebody's job.
So she was a bit, she wouldn't really acknowledge even the smell. She kind of backed away. But the operations manager, and we had obviously the kitchen guys smelling it, and no one said anything. But the operations manager came over, and she smelt it. And as soon as she did, she turned to Jessica and said, oh, my God, can I call you an ambulance?
No, she said, can I call the hospital?
Can I call the hospital?
To find out what we should do. Yeah. And I said, look, No, I'll worry about that side of it. And in the meantime...
She seems so calm. I can't even imagine this fine girl complaining about TV sound.
Middle child was quite hysterical about
it. That's the way this place is. What? Was anybody else complaining about the TV sound? Then that's the way this place is.
Unless, you never know how obnoxious the staff is. If there is anybody else in the restaurant other than them, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes the staff really just doesn't want to do anything, and she's like, can you turn that thing up? And they go, oh yeah, I'll get to it in a second. And then it's not gotten to.
Let's
and then
not
you ask
forget
them again.
The price of ice cream. It all goes together. This girl's a
that
little
it's a
bitch.
Good service place?
No, that's the price of ice cream is $19.
Oh,
I mean, you're complaining about the price of something.
Yeah. And actually abusing the staff. You fed my mum poo, she's going to die, all of this.
Yes, my child learned that you couldn't attack anybody also by my behavior. But anyways.
And in the meantime, Julia, who was the operations manager, she was great. She was the other one was very cold about it. But she said, look, I'm so sorry this has happened to you guys. She took our details, gave us her details, and then we left and went to Wavy Police and made a report. They said, look, it's not our jurisdiction. It is a health department issue.
How weird.
They went to the police and said, hey, here's this shit that somebody serviced. And they go, this isn't my business. Like, you're for everything
it can't
you
be,
do.
It can't be a crime at all. It's not on the books. You haven't learned that one yet.
You're supposed to get them to file a report for every little thing so that you have a leg to stand on. Nah, not here. Really? Somebody's feeding me shit. Yeah, I don't think so. Do I have a paper for that? No. Shit eating? I've never seen such things. 20 years in the force, I've never seen such things.
But let's do a report, and he took notes down for the record. He also, my husband said, mate, smell this, because we had the sample, and he just went, oh. He said, it smells like baby's shit,
baby poo. Yeah.
But
see,
I can tell
you
right
now, difference?
I don't think he had children because it
and
wasn't.
Look, and that's the story. And look,
he cuts her off like, you're rambling again, dumb bitch. And I don't think he has children because baby poo has a consistency. Okay, all right, anyway.
Tell you right now, I don't think he had children because it
and
wasn't.
Look, and that's the story. And look, basically, it took us quite a while to find. We wanted to initially try and firstly establish whether it was that. We had to find someone to test it before we even spoke to anybody. And that's what we did. It took a while. We couldn't find anyone to do it. We actually had to send the sample off to the Australian Medicine Institute in Melbourne. So we had to send it off, cut it out, send it to them. Then we finally got a report. And then the first person I spoke to was the pub. I said, we've got the report back. We gave them the report. And even to this day, they still only acknowledge that we've made the complaint as reported in the papers.
No apology, nothing.
No apologies. And as I said, now to be kind of accused of by the pub to try and extort money from them, it's made the matter worse, a lot worse. Yeah.
About free desserts for a year?
No, it was obviously intentional because this was compacted down and frozen in a frozen glass.
That's very weird to describe.
It's fun to hear whether she's right or not. Like, yeah. It's obviously intentional because it was compacted. Now, I couldn't find a bathroom sometime, and I have shit in Sunday glasses. But I don't compact them down. I don't put nuts and whipped cream on top of it.
Put them in the shape of a scoop.
Right.
We have no idea, but obviously they had it there ready to target somebody. I don't think that our complaints were big enough that we would have been targeted, except it was already ready and they thought, you know, just said
well, no one's complaint should have resulted in that, but...
No.
No, it shouldn't have. No, it shouldn't have resulted into eating human shit. Anyways, let's go home and so I can yell at you again, husband. Nah, she did it. She's a little bitch, but she was definitely served shit. I don't know how you think you're going to get away with that, though. There's a big difference between what I did and what this person
how
did.
How so?
I mix mine with chocolate and milk and a lot of chocolate and not much shit. And it has a smell if you know you're looking for it. But shit by itself, as I know from my prep work, is horrendous. What toilet water does to shit is incredible.
It is incredible, right? Because I remember going to Germany and you don't poo straight in the water. You put it on a shelf and then you flush it and the water takes it away. Amazing difference. Amazing difference. It's, I know that like...
The smell, you mean. It's disgusting.
Yeah. I know that even after you're done in the bathroom, you know, in the United States, it's not a good smell. But the difference is enormous.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's so disgusting. Of course you would know. Even though right away it melted in her mouth and she's tasted
God.
It. And
oh, you got to stop talking
when
like that.
When it hit room temperature.
Ugh. Yeah, when it hit room temperature, like just to describe that, which means that you're tasting it on your tongue again.
Yes.
Fuck.
Oh, you don't get that out of your mouth.
Oh, my God. Ever. She'll never eat chocolate ice cream again.
Can you imagine she's at a restaurant and she goes, oh, this tastes like shit. Oh, my God, call the hospital. No, I just mean... No. Nah, she's a little bitch. She deserves it. Her whole cunt little
Wait
family
a minute.
Deserves
I thought you
it.
Said it. It's never deserving. You just got mad at her?
I take it
your
back.
Your knee just hurt a little bit too much?
I take it back. Then. It's deserving.
All right.
These idiots to think they're going to get away with it the way they did it is stupid. Is it deserving? Yeah, they deserve it. They deserve it. The whole family deserves it. Keep and my son justice. Started. And my son started yelling at everybody. Now, if I was a kid and I thought my mom ate shit and that processed and I knew what that meant, I still wouldn't start going around the restaurant yelling. She's a horrible mother who raised her kids horribly.
Me she either, deserves actually. I don't think I'd have the balls to.
Yeah, she deserves a good spoonful of shit.
That's lovely.
Enjoy. Yeah, no, she did it. She was a little bitch. Fuck her. The TV! After the second time, you're not getting the TV louder. Leave or don't leave. You didn't even order nothing, too. You're probably your family's fucking with the salt shakers and spilling everything on the ground. Knocking over shit, and you're debating about what dessert to get. Before you even ordered anything, you were able to ask for the TV louder 3 times. How about you get some bread or something first? Can I have some crackers in the meantime? Those are free, right? I'm a parent. Money's tight. Anything for free. Get off the airport. When I came back to New York City, the front 2 rows of this plane are destroyed. Cereal everywhere. Those free magazines in the front pouch ripped up everywhere. I'm a parent. I'm entitled. You don't understand. Because if you had a family, you would understand. Kids make messes. What can I do? Nothing I could do. Eat my shit. And airplane food is as close as they can find the shit. So that's why they serve it. Nah, she's a bitch. This whole fucking family. Do not give her $1 million.
She'll get it. She'll get something.
Raise
huge.
It to 5,100. Raise it $100 each time. And then it raises this kind of question. What would you have to be paid to be willing to eat human shit?
That's the thing. Yeah, they wanted an apology. That's all you wanted? Or do you really...
They want $1 million.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
It's embarrassing. It's not even the actual...
They like to do that thing. Like, they didn't even apologize to me.
Yeah.
You know, just to be like, look how disgusting. Now I'm going to have to demand $2 million.
I think it's 50-50. Half of it is, like, actually eating the shit. And the other half is, like, I'm on the news saying I ate shit and describing it. Ew.
Well, I bet, you know, get the story out there. I bet that's something a lawyer would want you to do.
Of course. But you're the family that ate shit now.
How much money would you have to get to eat shit and you're doing it on the news.
I think that I would just make money. Like, there are ways to make money.
What? Does not compute.
I think I'll write a book.
All right.
Although, you know, eating shit would give me more material.
How many relationship answers does the study we did on eating shit answer? My wife makes me eat a lot of shit day to day. You don't know what you're talking about. When you taste the taste of shit, my friend, you don't throw that around so liberally. Oh, well. College senior Kyla Berry was looking forward to voting in her first presidential election, even carrying her voter registration card in her wallet.
That's so sweet. What happened?
Well, vote suppression is real, by the way, and it does happen, says a law professor. About 2 weeks ago, Berry got disturbing news. This office has received notification from the state of Georgia indicating that you are not a citizen of the United States and therefore not eligible to vote, came a letter to her. But she is a U.S. citizen. She was born in Boston, Massachusetts. She's a passport and birth certificate to prove it. The letter was dated October 2nd. It gave her a week from the time it was dated to prove her citizenship. The problem, though, is that the letter was postmarked October 9th. It is the most bizarre thing. I immediately called my mother and asked her to send me my birth certificate, and then I was like, it's too late, apparently. Berry is one of 50,000 registered Georgia voters who have been flagged because of a computer mismatch in their personal identification information. At least 4,500 of those people are having their citizenship questioned, and the burden is on them to prove eligibility to vote.
Oh, my God. That's so scary.
I got enough shit to do in my day. I'd quit.
But you win.
You win. I quit.
Yeah, but for, like, those really, really, really super-duper important computers to go that batty.
Right.
That's scary.
Experts say lists of people with mismatches are often systematically cut or purged from voter rolls. It's a scenario that's been repeated all over the country. What most people don't know is that every year elections officials strike millions of names from the voter rolls using processes that are secret, prone to error, and vulnerable to manipulation.
Are they showing off about this? What's good about these sentences?
Well, this is somebody that works for New York University's Center for Justice. That means that lots and lots of eligible voters could get knocked off the voter rolls without any notice and, in many cases, without any opportunity to correct it before Election Day. He acknowledges that purging done well and with proper accountability is necessary, like if somebody dies. But who cares, though? They're not going to show up if they died, because you would use their name, I guess. Or if you moved out of state.
Yeah.
Okay. But the problem is it's not necessary to do inaccurate purges that catch up thousands of eligible voters without any notice, blah, 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 blah. So there you go. You got a lot of people not going to be able to vote because you got, like, mixed up in some computer program.
That's really scary. Aside from the not voting thing, you know, 50,000 voters isn't that huge.
In Georgia alone.
Yeah, but just the fact that now you're not considered a citizen anymore, that comes with a lot of things.
I'm sure it just affects this voting thing. I'm sure it doesn't affect her on planes and cruises, I bet.
I don't know. That's scary. That's very scary on cruises.
Some aides to Senator John McCain said they weren't happy that running mate Sarah Palin went off script Sunday and turned attention back to the controversy over her wardrobe. The Alaska governor on Sunday brought up the recent reports regarding the Republican National Committee's $150,000 spending spree on clothing and accessories for the Palin family. Palin denounced talks of her wardrobe as ridiculous and declared empathetically, "Those clothes, they are not my property." Just like the lighting.
Does this surprise you, 150,000? That's not really, it doesn't
I
even sound
even
like
know.
A lot. This is a person in government.
Just like the lighting and the staging and everything else that the RNC purchased, I'm not taking them with me. A senior McCain advisor told CNN that these comments, remember, they're on the same team, quote, were not the remarks we sent to her plane.
Ooh-ha, to her plane.
Yes, we tell this dummy what to say and she is blowing it. And a lot of people on the McCain committee are saying this.
Oh, my God.
Like, for what? Why are you separating yourself? Go with the flow.
Why are you admitting to it?
They're saying she's so off course.
Wow.
She's not listening. You hired a maverick. You know what you get when you hire mavericks? I don't know either. You never know. That's the point.
That's so funny. Just as you said that, Fooey's comment came in and said, I love that the mavericky Palin is going all maverick on the maverick.
Yes. A Palin aide, however, told CNN that the governor clearly felt like she had to say something to defend herself because that's not really who she is. Over the weekend, sources told CNN that long-brewing tensions between Palin and key aides to McCain were on the rise. Several McCain advisors suggested that they have become increasingly frustrated with what one aide describes as Palin, quote, going rogue. She's being a maverick. She's going her own way. A Palin associate, however, said the candidate is simply trying to bust free of what she believes was a damaging and mismanaged rollout. So they're saying Palin didn't like the way she was presented initially,
right.
And she's trying to say, show that they...
She feels like this issue is important, and she has to address it.
She's bad news. McCain sources say Palin has gone off message several times. Now, what's the point of having
God.
Her? Way to really
so
spell out.
Weird.
Way to spell out what you guys do.
I don't even think I could say that about you. Like, if we go to a meeting... I would have to so gently put that what Keith said, I can't just say what Keith said doesn't represent the company.
Right.
I'd have to come up with a different way of saying it.
McCain sources say Palin has got off message several times, and they privately wonder whether incidents were deliberate, except for the part where privately is publicly. They cited an instance in which she labeled robocalls, recorded messages often used to attack a candidate's opponent, irritating, even as the campaign defended their use. Also, they pointed to her telling reporters she disagreed with the campaign's decision to pull out of Michigan. A second McCain source says she appears to be looking out for herself more than the McCain campaign. One McCain advisor says she is a diva. She takes no advice from anyone. She does not have any relationships of trust with any of us, her family, or anyone else.
I think you guys are falling apart.
Also, she is playing for her own future and sees herself as the next leader of the party. Remember, divas trust only unto themselves as they see themselves as the beginning and end of all wisdom.
Who's saying that? Her
McCain
party?
McCain aides. Yeah, her
Are
party.
Are you serious?
Yep.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Wales.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, they don't believe in her, but I should and you should. All right, there you have it. By the way, don't forget, the Cruise DVD is available. KeithandTheGirl.com. What's so funny?
The Cruise is clearly on your brain because the fact that you're not the citizen that we were talking about before with the voting thing.
These are places I know you would have to
I
use
know.
Your passport.
Yeah, yeah,
a
yeah.
Cruise.
So we know that, like, on we talked about on the show on the Cruise DVD how McNally was having issues with getting on the cruise or getting off the cruise or whatever, and I was like, oh, okay, he's thinking about that. The Cruise DVD is fucking kick-ass.
It's very good.
It is so incredible. It's the first time that we did the show. We did a live audience show and then inserted the stuff that we're talking about in, like, clips, like, let's go to the tape. And we inserted the clips of the things that we were talking about to move the story along. It's so cool.
I love the way
we're
it turned out.
We're so proud of it. Thank you, McNally.
Also, of course, the London show is available. Keith and the Girl, that's at the store. KeithandTheGirl.com/store. The London one is over at /live. All the cities that we go to, including London, of course. You could download
those
shows.
You could just download that show, the individual show. So if you're missing a show, that's the London show. KeithandTheGirl.com/live is where you can get it.
I'll throw out the promo for that for those that weren't able to hear it. Anything else before we leave?
Yeah, don't forget that we have ringtones, KeithandTheGirl.com/ringtones. And if you just generally want information about the show, like everything that you think is available, like free stickers, like pictures associated with the show, like anything that you can possibly think of, we've thought of already. So go to KeithandTheGirl.com and just click your way around. Also, my birthday's coming. Do you want to know what I want for my birthday? My birthday's on December 2nd.
I'm going to say yeah, but I know it's not really what you want.
What do you think?
I don't know. I just know I'll get it and fail.
I want a whole bunch of massages. I want friends to come over, and I want anybody listening to this program to go to KeithandTheGirl.com/donate. And if everybody donates, I'll be very, very happy.
Wow, this might be the one year that she wasn't trying to trick me because I believe her.
I want nothing from you.
You get it.
Actually, no, I do want one thing. But
you get it.
Tell you. Do I tell you?
Yes.
I do tell you?
Sure.
I want an indoor herb garden.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done. Don't mail that to Henda, by the way. Mail that to me. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks. Dong. Dong. That's Big Ben. And it's time for an announcement.
That's a pun, isn't it?
It's up and available. Keith and the Girl live in London. Our first overseas show was a jolly good time. KeithandTheGirl.com/live. Check out the trailer and see the vibe. Is Big Ben simply breathtaking? Was I knighted and sent out to fight dragons for the Queen?
In a dress.
Does English cuisine send you to the loo straight away?
5 times a day, actually.
After my life was threatened on the London train, was I murdered? Find out for yourself. KeithandTheGirl.com/live. Download the show, lean back, suck on a fag, and enjoy.
keithandthegirl.com/live. keithandthegirl.com